From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And in this part of the program, testing for steroids. Not at the Olympics, not at the Tour de France, and not in the NFL or in Major League Baseball. In high school. Sometime this school year, Texas is expected to start running random tests for performance-enhancing drugs on some 25,000 student-athletes. And that would make it the world's biggest steroid testing program. There are some doubts about the efficacy of drug testing, and we'll hear about that in a few minutes. But first, the author of the bill that creates the Texas plan, Kyle Janik, who in addition to being a state senator in Texas, is also an anesthesiologist, and he joins us from Austin. Welcome to the program, Senator Janik.
Thank you for having me.
What prompted you to introduce a bill to test for performance-enhancing drugs among high school students?
Well, bluntly put, it was the lieutenant governor who prompted me. This had been an important issue for the lieutenant governor of Texas, David Dewhurst. He's heard from parents and coaches. He's read news reports. The Dallas Morning News had an article at some point talking about the possibility of widespread use in high school athletics. And when the lieutenant governor was searching for a bill author to come out of the Senate, he came to me because of my medical background.
When you use the word widespread here, what does that mean? Of 25,000 student athletes in Texas high schools, are we talking about dozens? Do you suspect hundreds? Might there be thousands of kids using performance-enhancing drugs?
Very difficult to say. The purpose of the program is testing to determine how many students could be using steroids. And hopefully this will all act as a deterrent for the students and the parents and coaches.
Now, there are people who have studied much, much smaller random drug testing programs who've said that when you compare what the tests found to self-reporting surveys of what students admit to using in the way of drugs, that there doesn't appear to be a big deterrent effect from drug testing.
I can't dispute those studies without knowing more about any individual study, but I would say this. If a student thinks that they have a 20% chance of being tested, or a 3% chance, or a 5% chance, or an 80% chance, those things all weigh on the students themselves. Now, that may skew your numbers. If it, in fact, it is a deterrent, it may mean that fewer students would do that, and I say more is the better. That works out just fine for me.
Students who were doing this, who were taking performance-enhancing drugs, know, unless they went to primary school on Mars, they know this is wrong, and they know that athletes get busted for this. That means that it's something covert. Are you concerned that kids might figure out, since they're already breaking the rules by doing it, they'd figure out how to game any system of testing?
We will constantly be on the lookout for that. On the one hand, you could say that to use steroids without a valid medical purpose and without a physician prescription is in itself illegal. Why will they worry about bending a rule or breaking a rule if they're already breaking the law? But I think people, it's human nature. They rationalize that, well, this isn't that bad. I'm not hurting anyone except maybe myself, and I'm young and healthy, and I'm not going to do this very long, just enough to make the varsity or just enough to make a college team or get a scholarship or make it into the minor leagues or the pros. I think particularly at that age, kids will talk themselves anything. That's part of the charm of adolescence, that kids think they are invincible.
What do you say to the argument here that something is much more fundamentally amiss here than just taking a particular drug, that the kid who would put his health at risk in order to make the high school football team or the track team for that matter or take a second off his time, that there's something wrong here that's more important than the deterrent of testing?
Oh, I could not agree more. There is something amiss. It's something that no one lawmaker can do anything about. There is a tremendous amount of pressure on students to perform, as well as we've seen the portrayal of steroids as, while being illegal, immoral, and against the rules of professional sports, actually work. So there's pressure from all angles on these kids. We want them to know that it's illegal, it is damaging to you in the long run, and you will be punished if caught.
It's Dr. Kyle Janik, who is a Texas state senator and author of the Texas Plan for Random Drug Testing of High School Student Athletes. Thank you very much, Senator Janik.
Thank you for having me.